Open it up with Red Dead, or how you want to open it up?
All right, well, let's open it up by welcoming in our listeners here.
True.
What are we, episode 2?
Yeah.
So, episode 2, where was I going with this? This is your host, Frank Jackson. This is my brother, Devin.
Hello, hello. How's everybody doing?
This is our second episode of all time. We are learning this as we go. We just want to have fun, talk to some people who want to listen to us talk, and talk about the things that we share in common with those people. As always, we would love some feedback. So if you do look out the Anchor app, hit us up there. You can message us, leave us voicemails, things like that. We will definitely answer anything that you have to say, positively, negatively. We're open to that type of criticism.
Yes, so definitely please.
Look for us on Anchor. So you said you wanted to kick it off by talking about video games this episode.
Yeah, we can start there.
So first, let's preface this by saying that we are both PS4 players, avid PS4 players. I'm probably a bit more avid than he is, which is quite odd because he's this kind of only has a girlfriend, no kids. I got a 5-year-old and a wife. So the fact that I play more video games than him, don't understand. I digress. So we do play PS4. However, we do play a lot of the same titles that are available on other systems. And it's not necessarily that we're against any individual system. We've just always played PlayStation ever since we grew up. So that's how it goes down. But we play, of course, other systems, and we have a blast with those. All right, so
for sure.
What have you been playing lately?
Oh, man, I've been on that God of War. I'm kind of late to it, but...
Kind of late?
It's great so far. That's an awesome game, man. I'm very, very impressed. And I definitely shouldn't have waited this long, man. I should have been on it a long time ago.
But bro, you should have had it like day one. Like, quite honestly, your God of War card should be pulled as far as I'm concerned. Because you really came so super late to the party. It was almost like you resisted it out of fear that like it was going to blow you away.
No, I think I resisted it because I knew it was going to take over my life.
Well, that's true. A lot of these games nowadays can...
Oh, man. You gotta dedicate so much time to these games nowadays, man.
But the problem is to me, like, the games to me are like my binge watching. So, like, everybody these days binge watches Netflix and Hulu and HBO Showtime. All I hear about all fucking day long is how people talk about Game of Thrones and have you seen this and The Walking Dead and zombies, it seems. For me, it's like video games are my binge watch. I just happen to be using my hands while I'm watching this play out. So to me, with the way especially that God of War is written, that was like binge watching an entire series, not just a season. The game from beginning to end is probably like binge watching an entire series. But one that definitely leaves you wanting a sequel of somehow.
I bet
the storytelling is amazing. The way that it picks up from where it basically left off on PlayStation 3's God of War 3.
Right.
As you know, of course, Kratos defeats Zeus. Right. He's left impaled by Zeus's sword. He crawls off the edge of a cliff. All you see is basically a trail of blood leading off the edge of the cliff. Where this one picks up, you're in the Norse mythology. So now you're dealing with the gods, Odin, Thor, Baldur, those characters, basically Viking mythology.
Right.
And the way that they seamlessly and believably tied Kratos into this mythology, I didn't think that they could do it, and they did it. To me, I was really, really concerned because I'm like, okay, first of all,
how do you go from like Greek to...
Right.
to Norse, that's totally different.
Yeah, it's a different time frame, it's different characters. It's
different everything, you know?
But then when you realize that it also is a different timeline in history...
Right.
That, of course, the Vikings came after the Romans. Then you really start to realize, okay, this is a bit more believable if you think that he just basically has just lived on.
Right, exactly.
Like, he's just moved on from Greece and Greek mythology and is now...
In
a sense, it makes even more sense because you defeated all the gods.
Exactly.
You defeated all the Titans.
Yeah.
So now it's basically this vacuum that's left, and there arises these new gods where you've kind of... put yourself into their realm.
Right, exactly.
And they're not too happy about it.
Not at all. It doesn't seem like it. But I'm only about... I don't even know if I'm halfway through right now, but... I can't wait to finish it, man. I'm about to go home and play it right after this, honestly.
That's funny, because I know you are. I know you definitely are. My question, though, is do you think that there's any way they could have improved this game in what you've played so far?
Good question. In what I've played so far, I don't know if there's so much I would say that they would improve. Graphics, dead on. The graphics look amazing. The game looks amazing. The story is great so far, even though there's still a lot of gaps, obviously, that I don't know about. But playing it is good. I wish there would be more knowing what happened in between that time of, like, going from, like, when he killed Zeus to basically now he's got a whole, or had a whole family with a wife and a son now.
Right.
And basically, what was he doing in that time frame? But I'm not mad with the time jump.
He was
jump.
Just in hiding, really.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I'm not mad with the time jump. I could completely understand if it was just one of those things where he just wasn't doing anything.
Like, well, what's funny about it, too, is like, in a sense, a lot of people think that something happened. It seems like, in my opinion, as the game plays out, and this isn't even really a spoiler alert because I know you haven't finished the game, but you just realize that at some point in time, Kratos just went somewhere and lived.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I think it is.
He like, just that's lived his literally life. All yeah. he did is he yeah. just went somewhere and just decided, I'm just going to go somewhere and live. Right. And that's going to be what I'm going to do for this time frame. I'm just going to become a normal person, live like a mortal,
right.
and not let people know who I really am.
Right, exactly.
And just live in peace, finally. His life has been in turmoil since the last three God of Wars, right. so it's like he has no wife anymore, no daughter anymore.
Right.
Everything he knows is gone.
Yep.
So now he finds himself in this whole new world, and
he just
wants to live.
Yeah, he's just living.
So that's actually kind of what I like about the game too, is that you realize that at some point in time he just wanted to be normal.
Yeah, yeah, that's what it seems
you know,
like.
He just wanted to live.
Right.
But the life that he has lived is probably not worth the sacrifice that he made to be able to even still be alive at this moment in time.
Right, exactly.
Do you have any predictions, being that you haven't finished the game, and we'll come back at a later episode and discuss whether or not your predictions are right, because I've beaten the game, obviously, as you know, and you're familiar with that, but I haven't spoiled anything for you.
No, I haven't looked at any spoilers. I don't know anything other than what I've played.
Okay.
So literally, it is all brand new to me, which is awesome in a sense. It's kind of funny in these day and ages, you can almost not avoid spoilers like that, but
right.
somehow
Just
I have
stay off of YouTube.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly.
Stay
somehow I have managed to avoid the spoilers, so. I'm playing it and I'm just seeing it as it goes, and I'm pleased so far. But going forward, I think I would say I'm about probably halfway through the game, and I don't know, man. It's a little weird because the story hasn't given me enough to know exactly even what's going on. Like, all I know is that we're trying to get to the highest point in all of realms, the highest point of a mountain in all
to
the realms,
her
to
ashes.
Spread her ashes.
Okay.
And we just found out that it's not the mountain we were originally going to.
Because that was the mountain that Mimir was on, right?
Correct. That's on Mid. That's in Midgard.
Yeah, because that's the highest mountain in Midgard, but
right.
that's not the
highest
mountain
in
all
the
realms.
Exactly.
Okay.
So,
and does he told you where it was, right? In Jotunheim, right?
Jotunheim, right.
Okay,
exactly.
Which is the land of the giants.
Right, which is gone right now. Like, the bridge isn't there.
Correct.
But it's there, because I seen it. But it's not there.
Yeah, you
anybody
see where
that's played
it would
the
have.
Game, right? Anybody that's played the game would know. Like, you see it, but you don't see it, because there's a point where I was in a boat and I was rowing past where the tower would be, and you actually see it, like a flicker of it, like outlined, and it pops
oh, yeah,
up,
yeah,
and
yeah,
your
yeah,
son
yeah.
is like, "Oh, yeah. what's that?" And he's like, "I swear, I just saw the tower, but nothing's there."
Mm-hmm.
So, eventually, we're gonna make our way there, but I'm interested to see what the frost giants look like, or if there are any frost giants when you go to Jotunheim, like, how much is it? Because I don't know too much about Norse mythology other than what I've picked up in just the Marvel
okay.
comic, you know, stuff.
Yeah.
So,
which they've played a bit with creative liberties in that situation.
Exactly.
You know,
it's definitely
not yeah.
apples to apples comparison in that sense. It's all new to me. I knew a lot about Greek mythology when I played the old games. That's why I was so
right.
into it.
Right.
I took classes on it in school.
And even
like
in
that.
The way that they use their creative ideas to to put their spin in, that involves Kratos in it,
right?
And the way that they made it realistic as well,
right?
Where they like do the same thing in this one.
Oh, okay.
So in this one, it's very much you're playing the game, and you're like, how exactly does this character fit into all of this? And then when you play the game and you let it play out, and then you go back and look into Greek mythology, Norse mythology, then you see all of the ties in. Then it's literally a seamless tie-in at that moment in time.
And of course, I'll have to go back and do my research on that, of course, after I play the game. I don't want to do any research now and give spoilers to myself.
All right, so what do you think? How do you think the game is going to play out?
I think eventually it's going to be
What do you think is going to be the holy shit moment of this game?
Of this game?
There's a couple of them, but what do you predict is going to be one of them?
I don't know. I would assume that you fight some of the gods, if not. I know you fight one at least, that Boulder one.
Yeah, you're going to fight
Boulder. You're going to fight him again.
He's the main guy of the game.
Any of the other gods, I don't know about them, but I don't know any holy shit moments. I don't think they would do anything drastic like kill your son or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if you do get the blades back. That's in the back of my mind. Do you get them back at one point? If they do give them back to me, don't give me like a cutscene or a little like 20-second play where I just kill some enemies.
Like it's a flashback?
Exactly.
Or like a dream?
Right, okay. Right. Okay. Something like that. Like, don't give me just a little snippet like that.
You want the full-on blades?
I want the full-on blades. Like, let it be part of the story going forward. Like, somehow they tie in, like you get them back or something like that. That would be cool.
Okay.
I doubt that'll happen. I doubt if you do get to play with him, I think it'll be something like a flashback or a dream or something like that. But it's kind of weird because that is one thing I have yet to see in this.
I mean, the funny thing about it is in today's day and age, do you even think a game like that is capable of keeping that type of secret quiet?
I don't know. No, probably not. Probably not. I think not until the game, of course, until the game gets released. I think they could keep it quiet.
But you think you've been able to avoid it?
Yes. Okay. I honestly don't know if you use the blades or not. I honestly do not know.
That's good, though, because spoilers in this game would be atrocious.
Yeah, so I honestly don't know. But that's all I've really been playing, man, is that.
It's a great game. It's worth every dollar. If you haven't played it out there, first of all, get your shit together.
And get the game.
Second of all, go get the game.
Get the
shit, that bitch was on Black Friday, too, for like $17.
Yeah, cheap.
I'd pay $60 for it right now if I didn't have it. Like, it's that good of a game. Like,
for sure.
It is for $17, that's probably the best deal you'll ever come across in your entire life.
I slept on it, Not happy to say that I did, but I did. But
game of the year in my book. And it's got some stiff competition with Spider-Man and Red Dead this year.
I did play Spider-Man. I did play that. I have yet to beat that yet, though.
You haven't beat the whole game?
I haven't beat the whole game.
Man, get your tissues out.
I know.
Get your tissues out. That game,
I heard it is rough at the end. I heard that game is pretty rough at the
end. The crazy thing about it is that has good storytelling as well.
It does.
Insomniac, which is the company that made this game.
Right.
Did a wonderful, wonderful job with Spider-Man's character, because the thing that always made Spider-Man so popular was that he was just your neighborhood Spider-Man. Right. He was just a kid trying to get through life, trying to get through high school, that all of a sudden has been gifted this great skill, this great power, but also still is trying to just be a good human being.
Right, trying to learn it as he goes.
He doesn't make, his powers don't make him. He makes his powers.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've always liked about Spider-Man and the things that he's driven by and, how he feels for his Aunt May and how he feels for MJ and that balance, especially in this game, because in Spider-Man by Insomniac, you're about 24 years old, give or take.
Yeah,
so you're just out of college,
right?
And you've already quit the Daily Bugle. So you're no longer a reporter or a photographer for the Bugle. You now work with Dr. Octavius.
Right.
So the way that they play this dynamic with him now out of college, definitely in tune with who he is as a person and how to use his powers.
Yeah.
As well as the fact that you have broken up with Mary Jane. You guys are no longer together.
Right.
However, she is in the game. It's amazing. The storytelling is very, very good. Yeah. But you become so invested in the storytelling that at the end, it is a very, very heart-wrenching moment just because you're so invested in all of the characters throughout the game. And the best part about the game is that when you start it, as you know, you do not... Dr. Octavius has not become Doc Ock yet. No. He hasn't become Dr. Octopus yet, or Doc Ock, as they keep referring to him, because nobody likes to say octopus for some reason. So that's also a cool dynamic, because obviously as the game plays out, you're getting closer and closer to that moment where...
You see it develop.
Yeah, you're waiting for Doc Ock to show up. Mm-hmm. So there's definitely that.
Yeah, for sure.
But the storytelling's good. It's a great game. I have not played the two DLCs yet, although I have them. The first DLC is... it's basically with Black Cat, who peeks in. She has some side missions that you do in the main story of the game. This one, she's doing heists, so you got to basically play an entire side mission involving that.
Okay.
DLC that just dropped is... I can't think of the name of it, but it basically involves Hammerhead, which is a really low-known character in Spider-Man's world. He's basically a guy who got a big forehead. It's all scarred up. He's a Magia Don or mob. He's a mob boss, basically.
Gotcha.
He's always been in Spider-Man lore, so he's not a new character, but it ties into, I guess, how the first DLC ends.
Okay. That's kind of cool. How they tie those two.
Yeah, and as we know, the Magia has always been the mob element in Marvel Comics, and how they play into dealings with Kingpin and things like that, where he's got his fingers in all parts of the city. Exactly. So I haven't played either of those DLCs. I did start the Black Cat one, but I haven't gotten very far.
Oh, okay.
But the dynamic between those as well is that Black Cat did have some type of relationship with Spider-Man and knows, I believe, that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
I wonder if she knows that in this game.
MJ definitely does. I can't tell on Black Cat.
Yeah, I couldn't tell either. Not in the side mission that you play. Maybe you find that out in the DLC. Maybe.
But he knows who she is.
Oh, does she?
Yeah. Does he knows who she really is because he calls her by name.
Oh. Okay.
So I'm not sure if that gives any indication for or against whether maybe she knows who he is. I'm not 100% sure.
Should be interesting.
But it's fun so far. But let's get on the topic of the other big game this year, and that is Red Dead Redemption 2. Another game that, for the record, he has slept on.
I have.
Because he's been doing a lot of sleeping this year, apparently. All of a sudden.
On these games,
And I don't know how you do it.
I just don't have the time.
Well, you're even so far behind now that the beta dropped today for Red Dead Online.
That's crazy. See, I didn't even know there was going to be online. Yeah, what's crazy about
that? You can
create
your own gang. That's like crazy. Run with your crew. You have a camp.
That game scared me away when I heard that you could put like 30 hours, 40 hours into it and get absolutely nowhere in the game. Or practically nowhere.
Bro, I've had it since day one. I didn't even really get to play it day one because the download took an hour and a half.
Wow.
It's 105 gigs of data on your system the moment you save your first game.
Wow.
If you buy the physical copy, it's two discs. There's a first disc that's just 40 gigs worth of download. And then there's another disc that's the play disc, which still has like another 40-something gigs worth of download, and then you have to use that disc to play the game.
That's crazy.
So you basically have a disc in that case at all times that you don't use after the first time you use it.
Yeah.
That much data.
Wow.
But it is completely seamless. There's no loading screens other than when like it first loads up. And then there's like loading screens. They're not really loading screens, but they're loading screens.
Right.
In the way that they're presented... when you fast travel, which of course is going to happen in a game like that because you're fast traveling.
Yeah.
There are scenes like that. See, that's what I love, not to jump back, but not to overlook it either. That's what I loved about God of War. Even the cut scenes when you fast traveled,
flawless.
They were not cut scenes. No, you basically walked into a door and then you walked around. And if you ever realized it, if you just keep walking, you're actually walking in a circle.
I never noticed that. Never.
Next time you play the game and you go to fast travel, you're actually walking in a circle.
That's funny.
And then when a door, when you basically get to the new portion after the load is done, a door appears and then you seamlessly walk through the door. The entire time you are interacting with that game.
That's funny.
So that's one of the things about that game that I'm like, holy shit, they thought about everything.
Right, yeah, for sure.
Everything.
Yeah, so that there's no like... Black
there's no cutscenes at all whatsoever, and anything that even resembles a cutscene is still not a cutscene. You can walk forwards, backwards, side to side, you can do whatever you want, and then all of a sudden when the door appears, you're ready to walk through it, and it's all seamless. It's beautiful.
It is.
So anyways, Red Dead is not a game that I would expect to be like that. It's still a Rockstar game. It touches everything about Rockstar games that I like. The sheer
open worldness.
Open worlds.
Yeah.
They're beautiful. They're beautifully done.
Graphics are good.
The graphics are great for a Rockstar game. Rockstar's never really been known to have crazy graphics. No. This is the one game that you're like, damn, these are really, really good graphics. I can tell that basically between God of War and Red Dead, they've probably maxed out the potential of the PlayStation 4's processing.
Graphics, yeah, that's
at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And I think that anytime you get really good games like this, it always tends to happen at the end of a system's life cycle.
Yeah.
They did it with the PS3, with God of War 3.
Yeah.
They're doing it now with God of War, Red Dead.
Even with PS3, Last of Us.
Yeah, The Last of Us. Yeah, you're right. PS3 was The Last of Us. As well as, wasn't Grand Theft Auto 5?
5 was the end of
the PS3. Yeah, and that one really was like, okay, we're starting to get into good territory. And then you know that because then immediately after the PS4 comes out, they remastered the 5.
Yeah.
You know, they remastered GTA 5. They remastered The Last of Us. They put it right on these systems immediately because you knew that they were truly probably meant for that type of operating power. But they just ran the system at its max.
I think they did God of War 3 too.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, they did God
of War 3. Yeah, they did God of War 3 as well.
So, yeah. So, I think... So, does that mean sooner than later?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
PS5 and new Xbox system?
Probably.
You know, they go hand in hand.
Because we're in the day and age of 4K television now.
Yeah. And
so, now it's to the point where if you're not with a 4K TV,
OLED TVs now and... So
you can definitely see it in Red Dead. This is by far the deepest Rockstar game they have ever done. This might be just one of the deepest games in general. You literally have to live inside of this game.
It's like a sim of another life.
You have to hunt. You have to bathe. You have to wash your horse.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You have to do these things where you're literally living.
Yeah.
If you don't eat, certain things will be affected. If you go to certain parts of the map that are in the hot areas, the swampy areas, and you're wearing a big burly winter coat, that's going to affect your stats.
Stamina and stuff like
your stamina,
that.
Gosh, your health.
That's crazy.
If you do the opposite and go up into the high country and it's snowing, because you can literally do that in the game, go from a swampland with crocodiles to a snowy mountain with mountain lions and wolves and elk and moose, all of that in basically within the one game.
Yeah.
But if you're not wearing the proper clothing, it definitely will affect your stats.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Super. I mean, there's certain parts where you're walking on frozen, like frozen lakes, frozen ponds, and you're walking on ice. The dynamic of walking on the ice, it recognizes it. So you'll walk, and all of a sudden, you know, a leg might kind of slide out to the side of you one way or the other.
That's crazy.
You're literally walking on ice.
Yeah, super real.
They've thought about everything. Everything was thought out. Your hair grows in real time. Facial hair as well as hair on your head. Your clothes get dirty in real time. You go from wet to dry in real time.
Yeah,
if you walk in the snow and then you get on your horse, you'll have like snow stuck to your clothes and whatnot. And then it doesn't just disappear. It will actually melt into your clothes, and then your clothes go from having patches of white to having patches of area where you can tell that your fabric is now wet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and then it will dry from there. It's so deep.
Yeah, real deep.
Yeah,
real
you have to craft things. You have to craft satchels so you can carry different items and things like that. It's by far the deepest game. The storytelling's really good. So for anybody familiar with the Red Dead series, this one is a although it's a sequel in real life timeline, right. It's a prequel in the story's timeline.
Time sense.
Yeah. So you're still running with the same gang, which is the Vanderlyn gang, which is run by Dutch Vanderlyn. And he's still the gang leader, of course. And you're a character named Arthur Morgan. And he's just a member of the gang. John Marston, who is the character from the original Red Dead Redemption, is still in the game, and he's a part of this gang. Mm-hmm. So you're an additional character.
Okay.
Why Arthur Morgan isn't really talked about in the first Red Dead? Well, because obviously they didn't really have this character back then, but right. They do now, and now they want to implement him. The way that they do it is beautifully. Whether or not that foreshadows the end of this game, I can't say for sure. I haven't completed it.
Yeah, who knows? Maybe.
I've seen plenty of, spoiler-titled videos that it definitely leads me to believe that Arthur Morgan may not make it out of this game.
Oh, okay.
And I'm okay with that if that ends up being the case.
Yeah.
Because so far the way that the story is being told, it's a great story.
Yeah.
I like it. He's definitely a person who does not want to be a part of this lifestyle anymore. However, the only way he sees out is to obtain money to live off of, and the only way he knows how to make money is to rob and steal.
Right.
So he's living in this life as a necessity in order to live the life that he wants to live, but just isn't the kind of person to go about it the way everybody else would normally
right,
go about
exactly.
it. Because he's used to living that lifestyle. He's an outlaw.
Right.
The problem is it's 1899, and civilization is outgrowing the outlaw lifestyle.
Yep.
So they're basically kind of becoming a dying breed, and they're going extinct. And so they're trying to deal with that type of ideology. And now you have situations where they're being chased after by a group called the Pinkertons, which is a real group. Back in those times, they were private detectives. And the thing about the loophole of being private detectives back in that time was that you could cross state lines.
Oh, so you could go.
So local law enforcement, anywhere. They only had city law enforcement, in a sense. They didn't have state law enforcement back then. Because the marshals, the Pinkertons are basically what preceded the U.S. Marshals.
Okay.
And the FBI.
Okay.
Okay, so they were private investigators. They had the freedom to roam wherever and chase whatever criminals they were hired to chase. So in this game, you go to the town of Blackwater, which you're familiar with, of course, because the town of Blackwater does exist in the first Red Dead Redemption.
Right.
So you do you're basically doing a job. You're going to rob something in Blackwater, get a ton of money. Shit goes bad, and you end up having to escape to the mountains.
Okay.
You're able to, obviously, later on in the game, come out of the mountains, and now your biggest thing is you need to get back into Blackwater. You need to get this money because that was the money that let everybody free. Okay, so as Arthur Morgan, that's basically what everybody is trying to do.
Yeah.
So the cool thing about it is you roll with girls who are basically happy time kind of ladies. You roll with a black dude named Lenny. So your gang's not really, they're not racist.
Yeah, that's crazy to think back in those times.
You roll with a guy who's half Native American and half black. His name is Charles. He helps you hunt. You roll with Hosea. And some of these characters also come back, exist now as well as in the original Red Dead.
Gotcha.
So like Hosea, which is the older guy who you come across, you got to kill him in Red Dead.
Right.
He's there. Obviously, Dutch Vanderlyn is in the game.
Right.
Who else is in the game? Oh, Uncle from the first Red Dead, who you have to kill him as well. And then Bill Williamson. He's the one that's got like the folded side hat.
Yeah.
He's in the fort in Red Dead when you roll up and they shoot you in your abdomen.
Yeah, okay.
And leave you for dead, basically.
Right, I remember that.
So that's when you're playing as John Marston, of course. So he's in the game as well.
Okay.
So it's really good. There's a lot of Easter eggs. I mean,
yeah, I bet a ton in that.
A lot they of Easter eggs. They probably
sneak
eggs,
some
bro.
In there you don't even notice.
Bro, there's some shit that I've come across that I never would have come across organically, and the only way that I've been able to find shit is by watching YouTube videos.
Online. Yeah,
bro,
for real.
It is unbelievably deep. Those guys can pick those like,
videos apart.
You gotta
sometimes.
Go certain places at certain times to come across certain Easter eggs, and that's there's crazy. There's one where, like, if you don't at least go to every single house that you come across, you're doing yourself a huge disservice. Because for all you know, it could turn into a complete side mission. The side missions aren't just marked now.
They're just random.
They could just be, like, a random event that happens where you'll walk and all of a sudden you'll see, like, a little white blip because somebody's talking to you.
Huh.
And that's when you know, okay, I got to go over there. Or there's sometimes where you'll walk into an area and a big white question mark will come up on the radar and you got to go into that general area and it's a stranger. It's a side mission. But you won't know it until you're in that area.
Right, exactly.
And some of them are off the beaten path.
Right.
So there's some of them where... you've got to really go off into the wilderness to find your way and see shit.
Gotcha.
So it's crazy deep. It's a wonderful game. The day to night time works cool. It's really cool. Like if you're riding out at night and it's like a full moon out that night and it's just lit up the night sky. Yeah, it's literally cool. Like riding in the daytime at night.
Oh, yeah. Because
it's just so bright. The way that they do the guns is realistic. You have to clean your guns. If you don't clean your guns and you really, really abuse them to the point where they become really worn, they'll jam on you.
Usable. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then you just use gun oil to clean them up. But
that's cool.
You can customize them with engravings, using different materials, different grips, things like that.
They went super in-depth with that game.
It's a really cool game. John Marston, of course, you have a interesting dynamic between Arthur Morgan and John Marston. That's really cool. You have an interesting dynamic between Dutch Vanderlinde and Arthur Morgan.
Hmm.
But it's really fun. The map is the biggest map Rockstar's ever done. And I haven't even unlocked all of it. And I'm probably, man, if I had to guess, I'm probably... close to 45 hours into the game.
Yeah, see.
And as far as like the story, I've only completed like 48% of the story missions.
That's crazy.
You know, there's people like we work with at my store and they're further than me now in the story because they do a lot more of the story missions, more linear.
Yeah.
And for me, it's like I'll do a story mission and be like, all right, that's cool. Let's go fuck around for however long I feel like it. Like I'll go hunt shit or whatever, just roll up and you'll find random gang hideouts from rival gangs and they'll just come out and start fucking blasting you out of nowhere and then you realize, oh shit, that's a gang hideout.
Yeah, something going on.
I gotta go check that out. Or you'll come across like loot boxes. You'll come across like a wrecked train car.
Oh shit.
And it'll have like gold bars in it and shit. Yeah, and then, of course, in typical Rockstar fashion, you you can play side games. So... You can do blackjack.
Okay.
That's one of them that you can do.
Poker,
you can do poker. Yeah, of course, you can do poker. You can do the five finger fillet.
Oh, with the knife?
Yeah, with the knife where you got to do like the fingers, you know, over your thumb and then each finger. They do have that. That one's kind of fun because like if you fuck up like in real time, like it'll show you like literally like cutting your fucking finger and shit and starts bleeding. He's shaking his hand and shit and then he puts it back down. You'll have like multiple cut marks if you fuck up.
Damn.
Dominoes, that's another one you can play.
That's cool.
Which I find it kind of funny. The first time you ever play dominoes, you play with a black chick, but whatever.
That's funny.
You know, whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That's funny. That's cool, though, man.
I think those are the only like gambling and games you can play that I've come across so far.
Yeah.
But it's fun. Blackjack, I played like... I literally sat and played blackjack for... shit, nigga, like 40 minutes.
Damn.
Just playing real blackjack. Yeah, like you're just sitting there like, oh, fuck, got double sevens. Like, nah, we're going to go ahead and split that shit right there. Like,
that's funny.
Let's see how we hit on it. Right. I'll be like, oh, shit, there's 11. Let me double on it. And then... one of the trophies, or no, one of, not a trophy, it's one of the, like, the missions in the game, like a challenge, that's what they're called. So there's different challenges. One is like a bandit challenge, and like, for example, one of the first challenges you have to do is like rob five townspeople. So it's like more of a criminal challenge side. I think there's one that you have to, you have to hold a bounty of $200 or more in all the states, and you have to hold it for a half hour.
Damn.
But like, if you have a bounty of like $200, you have like bounty hunters coming at you like crazy. Every 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're wanting that money. Because $200 back then would be like,
that's a lot of money.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of money. I don't know, maybe like 10 grand on your head nowadays, you know? It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
So they're coming at you. And the more your bounty is, the more bounty hunters, and they'll start bringing out dogs. Because the dogs will get you to get your horse to buck you.
Oh, I got you.
Because they'll come up and nip at the horse, so they'll get your horse to kick you, and then they'll just blast you.
Yeah, I got you. That's crazy.
So that's one of the challenges on that one. There's other challenges with, like, survivalist, herbalist, all kinds of different challenges.
Oh, yeah, they were super into it.
So, shit, where's that going? So within those challenges, you have to do different things. And it's fun, but it's like a super side mission about it. You have to collect orchids and things like that. And you got to do it between different towns. And then when you get those, so like one of those challenges for the blackjack is you have to like double down and win, or split and then double or something like that on the blackjack, and then win the hand. You got to do that like 5 times.
Oh, I got you.
But of course, when you're playing blackjack, like it's, you're not getting fucking doubles and then being able to split every fucking hand.
No,
it might be like every 7 hands or something like that, you know? So you literally got to sit there and play that type of shit for a while. So you'll have, you know, poker ones, I think you got to have every type of hand.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to win with like a pair. You got to win with a straight, win with a flush, royal flush, all that shit.
Wow.
So, of course, that's going to take you a while to be able to do.
That's
going to
just take time just doing that. Yeah, right there.
There's one challenge where you got to get between 2 towns in 5 minutes on horseback. In 5 minutes, you got to get from one town to the other in under 5 minutes.
Damn.
I've tried it once and once only, and I didn't even time myself. I just felt like I got there in less than five. Nah.
Not even close.
It's just the game is so beautiful that you just think you're moving a hell of a lot faster than you are. No, you're not. It's just you're just like, shit, you're just living in it.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The hunting is my favorite part, though.
Yeah.
It's so challenging and yet rewarding because, you know, certain animals you can craft with their perfect pelts.
Okay.
But you can only get a perfect pelt if you kill them the right way.
Right.
So small game, you got to hunt with small game arrows or a varmint rifle. You know, so like you got to get a raccoon and shit like that. But you got to shoot them in the right spot. Mm-hmm. If you don't shoot them in the right spot, you don't get a perfect pelt. And you can only sell everything less than a perfect pelt. You can craft with perfect pelts.
Right.
So it's challenging because you got to make sure you shoot them the right spot with the right instrument, all that shit. And then of course you skin them. I love the way that they upped the skinning animations. So instead of Red Dead the first one where you just had basically one skinning animation every single time, with this one, depending on the animal, determines the way that they kind of run the cutscene motion.
Gotcha.
And then of course you have to hunt birds now, so you'll have like a plucking motion where you're plucking feathers. Certain birds, you'll cut their chest open and pull their breast meat out.
Mm.
So, like, you'll do that with turkeys. You'll do that with chickens. And I think there's one other animal that you'll do that with. But there's a couple. They got little-ass songbirds that you just stick in your satchel. It's unbelievably deep.
Sounds like it.
But I've finally gotten to a point in my game where I've unlocked as much of the map as I can without having to go back into Blackwater. I tried to one night. I was like, fuck this shit. Like, I'm doing this shit. Like, I got all these guns. I got all this ammo. Like, I'm going to be fine. I'm rolling through just to be able to unlock the map for the sake of unlocking the map. Right. So I'm like, fuck this. I'm hard as shit. Like, I think I'm Arthur Morgan. I'm about to roll through this bitch, right? No. I made it like, shit. Not even enough of, bro, I couldn't even give it like, in game distance. Probably not even a mile in to the border of this shit. Yeah. And we're just riding, me and my horse. And all of a sudden, there's just two other dudes on, like, horseback, right? And all of a sudden, like, as I just ride past them, I just hear, hey, he rides with the Vanderlyn gang. kill him, bang. Next thing you know, they just start unloading on me.
Oh, man.
But because they yelled it, like, here come more dudes, like 3-4 more dudes, so they just lit me up.
Oh, man.
And I ended up just getting murdered right then and there. I'm like, all right, I'm not trying that shit again. But it was like within like a couple of minutes of rolling in to that spot, and it was at night. So I'm thinking like, fuck it, I'm coming in under the moon.
Right.
Nobody's really going to notice me. I'm chill out. No.
No,
they had me within 5 minutes.
Damn.
So I'm like, fuck. All right, like, whatever. You can go fuck yourselves. Right.
That's crazy.
But yeah, so if you're wanted dead or alive, bro, that is not the place to play around.
That's it.
In that area. So with that mostly unlocked, if I had to put a real region of America into this game, the swamp areas is definitely New Orleans. You deal with American crocodiles, you deal with snapping turtles, things like that in that area. You deal with Hurons, those types of animals. And there's a city called Saint Denis. It's spelled out Saint D-E-N-I-S, but it's pronounced Saint Denis.
Oh, okay.
So it's more of a French pronunciation. Yeah. So obviously the French South,
right?
That's New Orleans. They have plantation homes down there. Gotcha. They do like they have like a dude out in one spot in Saint Denis where he's like playing a saxophone, jazz, all that shit is going on in Saint Denis. So that's definitely New Orleans, and then I think from there it kind of rolls up into like the Tennessee area, because Tennessee is very hilltop mountainy,
right?
And you can get high elevation, but you also get a lot of the plains. So I think it rolls into that area to like the north Midwest area, and then it comes back down and you go into an area called New Austin,
Texas.
So basically you're rolling into that area of Texas that has a border with Mexico. Because they acknowledge that you're in America.
Okay.
But so you're in you're in fake named cities.
Yeah.
Right? But you have real types of names on the map. Like you'll find like Roanoke, which Roanoke is an area in Virginia.
Okay.
Then you'll have a lot of the animals. You'll have timber rattlesnakes. That's a real animal. You'll have diamondback rattlesnakes. Real animal. Yeah. You'll have like Rocky Mountain goats and Rocky Mountain like rams and sheep and shit like that, which are all real animals. So they're definitely acknowledging the fact that you're in America. Yeah. They also recognize Mexico. They talk about Tahiti. Okay. So they recognize you're in, you know, a normal, or this is a real situation.
It is like Wild Wild in a West, sense. In a sense. Yeah, I get it.
But the difference too is that when you go from where you start your first camp, not after you get out of the snow, you're in a place called New Hanover. You end up having to escape down to an area called Lemoyne. Those are the names of what I guess you would consider the states, not the cities, not the towns. So when you go into Lemoyne is that's the deep south. So like you roll down there with one of your girls who's black. And she's like, you know, like, we can't be just riding around in this area. Because there's a gang down in there called the Lemoyne Raiders. They may be loosely based on the beginnings of the KKK, which I will get into in a second.
Okay.
But the Lemoyne Raiders are a bunch of former Confederate soldiers. And they are referred to in the game as such, Confederate soldiers.
Okay.
Once again, another recognition that this is America. But there is a point in the game where I've come across on two separate occasions, they don't blatantly call them the KKK, but they are white men in white robes, and their leader is a white man in a black robe.
Oh, yeah.
And in one scene, they're initiating a new member, and they actually burn a cross.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So it's definitely the KKK, and you come across them when you're in Lemoyne.
Yeah, the South. Yeah, exactly.
So...
yeah. It all fits.
Of course, you know, it all fits. But the funniest part about it is they make these dudes the dumbest fucking dudes in the entire world.
That's hilarious.
So, like, without giving too much away, because they're just little side cut scene type mischief kind of adventures that you can either get involved with or not.
Yeah, I guess.
But you will more than likely come across them in the game as, like, the little side note type shit that Rockstar throws in. And they make them the dumbest fucking idiots.
That's funny.
So when you roll across them at night,
that should be
you basically come into an area and you see a bunch of torches. You know, you know, white KKK man, they love them torches. So you come across a bunch of them, and they have a cross up, and this dude's getting initiated, and so he's supposed to take the light, and they hand him the torch, and then he goes to light the cross, and everybody's cheering, and he's so happy about it that he turns around and like throws his hands up, and he's like waving his hands, and the fucking lit cross lights his robe up. So he lights his fucking self on fire, right? So that's hilarious. Yeah, so they all go scrambling.
That's hilarious.
And that's if you show up and like mess with them, they'll like fight you.
Oh, that's funny.
So you can roll in there and just cause all kinds of mischief and antagonize them and shit, right? So then the second time I came across them, it was three of them. And it was two in a white robe and one in a black robe. And the dude in the black robe's like yelling at the two in the white robe because they're having to carry this cross to some event that they're going to that night. And he's egging them on and yelling at them. And they can barely carry the bitch. And he's like, you better not let that fucking thing drop on you. So what do these two idiots do? The fucking cross ends up dropping on them and killing them.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Because they're so fucking clumsy. So it just kills them. And then you end up being able to like talk shit to the one in the black robe. And then he tries to scrap you.
Oh, that's funny,
we got into
man.
A little knife fight. So
that's cool. That's cool shit.
Yeah, and then after I murked him, you find like a little letter that he wrote to his dad, like talking about how he was going to start this whites only group.
Oh, white supremacists.
Yeah, basically, and how he believes what he believes. Yeah, so it's almost like they're addressing the beginnings of the KKK at that moment.
That's cool that they address, like, that they put that in the game in the sense that you can go fuck with them and shit like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's cool. Like,
and you can literally, like, look at every single stranger.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, every person that you come across in every town, you can focus on and either antagonize, rob, or greet every single one of them. Hmm. So you can even interact with the animals. So
that's
like
crazy.
If a farmer has a dog, you can roll up and either antagonize the dog and like say something stupid to piss it off, or you can praise the dog and, you know, pet it and it'll be all happy. But you can interact with it no matter what. And there's always a good way or a bad way to interact with whatever that NPC is.
Yeah.
So, that I love about the game, too, because you can just literally walk through the town and just be like, oh, hello, hello. Huh. And you can raise your, you have like a scale of like a honorable or dishonorable.
Okay.
And like so if you just greet a bunch of people, you can kind of be more on the good side and honorable side. And then if you just fuck with people, you go basically to the bandit side.
Oh, that's
so
kind
of
cool.
It is pretty cool. And you can even like start off a conversation by like greeting someone, and then they'll say something, and then like when it's your turn to respond, you can antagonize, so you'll just say some stupid shit, and they'll be like, what you say to me? And then you can just go back to like you can hit diffuse to like try to diffuse the situation and be like, I was just joking with your partner and shit like that.
That's funny.
Or you can just roll up in there and just talk shit to people and turn it into a fight.
That's cool, man.
So like I've rolled through a town and like I've walked past someone and went to say hello, and they'll just be like, get the hell out of here. And I'll be turning around like, what?
Fuck you.
And you start talking shit to him again, and then bang, you just square off. And you go to scrapping and shit. But when you get into little like fist fights and shit, it doesn't really draw a lot of attention.
No.
But at the moment, like if you pull a weapon out or something along those lines, then it'll definitely draw attention. And now before like you, before you get like reported for like a crime, like in previous games, it's like the moment you do something bad,
you get like a,
somehow immediately like the authorities are alerted.
Would know or something.
Now in this one, if you do something, somebody has to witness it.
Oh, gotcha.
And then if they witness it, it'll show you a map where that person is designated as an eyeball. It looks like a little oval with like an eyeball. So they witnessed it. And you have to go try to chase after them, and you can get them to stop and try to intimidate them into being like, I won't say nothing. And then everything goes away. But if you don't catch them in time, sometimes they don't give a fuck. They're reporting your ass no matter what.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can convince them, you know, basically intimidate them not to do shit. But if they do get to a police officer, then it'll show you, it'll show like crime reported, and then it'll say investigating, and then all the law are basically coming into that area to investigate. Mm. And then if they deem like, oh yeah, something happened, then bang, it'll say wanted.
Nah,
and if you did it without a mask on, they'll want you specifically.
Oh damn, that's
crazy. Because you can do crimes and put like a mask on or off.
That's kind of cool.
And if you have it on, then it kind of makes like that much of an extra step for them to try to track you down.
That's cool that they apply that. Because you weren't recognized. Yeah, that's cool that they apply that.
Yeah, it's a dope game. That's super it's deep. In depth. Jesus. It's fuck, man. You could play the game for like 3 hours and like not get shit done.
Yeah, not do nothing.
Like
man.
Easily a 3 hour session, you'd just be like,
that's why I can't
fuck,
do
man.
It.
All I did was hunt two deer.
I can't do it, man.
Like two deer in 3 hours.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because
you're just hunting for pelts, and it's just not. I mean, them niggas ain't just running around not all exactly. willy nilly and
you gotta
shit. But
for them and shit.
Yeah, and there'll be times like you'll run across like boar. They'll usually run in like a pack of three, right? There'll be times you'll come across them. Two will be 1 star, and one will be a 2 star. Nigga, they're not even worth killing.
No, exactly.
Because you don't really. I mean. Yeah, you can kill them and skin them and sell their pelt and make some money off of it. But you'll make like, bro, you'll kill a boar and it'll be like a 2 star pelt. You'll make like 30 cents.
Yeah, that ain't shit.
No. And even like 3 star pelts, if you sell them, are like 250.
Yeah, that ain't shit.
But still, 250 compared to 30 cents.
Right, exactly.
That's a big difference in this game.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you're talking about that's playing poker, difference. Like your opening wages are like 2 cents, 4 cents.
Yeah, that's the
like you're rolling deep if you're betting like a dollar a hand in that game because it's just that's how cheap shit was back then.
Shit.
So
that's crazy, man.
However, I don't know. There's still some games out there that I really want to get my hands on. That we should probably get our hands on for the sake of the podcast. I mean, at least that's how
right.
That's how we can explain having to spend the money.
Yeah, using it as an excuse.
You know, like, yo, we got to talk about this on the podcast. Like, the world has to know how we feel about this shit. One of them is definitely Spyro.
Oh, the remake.
I definitely want to get the remaster. Yeah, because I watched a YouTube like trailer of. Like a commercial, basically, for the game. And what they did is they took the original game and then ran the cutscenes from like the opening scenes of that game, and then when they play a couple minutes of that, then they'll play the same portion of that scene new version, and you realize that although they kept the pure aspects of the game, the remaster is done so beautifully, and it's changed. So it's not like they just took the original game and softened the edges and smoothed out the textures. No, they took this game back down to its foundation, used the same script and just, as far as the voice acting is concerned, but completely remade the game.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Everything graphics and textures wise is completely brand new. Mm-hmm. And even some parts of the script that they were reading were reworded in ways that kind of brought it into today's day and age.
Yeah, a little more smoother.
So where it was, you know, the more verbiage of today, but still tied it together. Or even made it in a way where they said the same thing in two different ways.
Right.
So it still was sticking true to the story.
Right.
They just worded things a little bit differently. Yeah. Which is always nice, because you don't want a verbatim remake.
No, exactly. I don't want to go through exactly the same thing.
Right. And especially when you do remasters. And in this one, if you're paying full price, you're paying $40 for it.
Oh, yeah.
So to a lot of people, it's got to be more than just that softened game. Edges with, you know, everything being the same. You know, a la, no offense to the game because it's a wonderful game, The Last of Us Remastered.
Oh, exactly.
That is really just the same game with a little bit better graphics.
That's it. But I wouldn't even say hugely noticeable,
I didn't notice
in my opinion.
I only played it for the PS3. I didn't even re-get it for the PS4. I did do GTA 5, but that was just because I had already switched over to the PS4, and I wanted to continue playing that game because of Grand Theft Auto Online.
I did GTA
Online.
5. I don't know if I did The Last of Us, though. I think I might have only to play it online.
Yes, I never got into it. I played it a little bit, but I never really got into it.
Yeah, the online I thought was real fun of that game. So I think I got it for that on PS4 because nobody was playing it on PS3 at that time.
No, everybody had pretty much moved on because they literally came out at the end of that life cycle. It was like,
that was a good one. But no, definitely you got to come harder with the remakes. Just don't give me the same exact game.
And what's funny is that's why I kind of honestly have shied away from the Crash Bandicoot
same
remake.
Same with me. Yeah, same
because
with
that
me.
One looks too verbatim with just freshened graphics. But the way that Spyro is, not to mention I was never like hard up for Crash Bandicoot.
Gotcha.
I always found it to be enjoyable, but it wasn't like my go-to game.
Yeah, I get you.
Spyro definitely was more up my alley.
Yeah, Spyro was
around that time, simply because, I mean, who doesn't love, you know, dragons and that type of shit? But the story was fun. It was a fun game, and it wasn't just like this twirling thing.
No.
It had good story to it too, which I'm always for in a video game. Oh yeah, it's good story.
It was definitely a game ahead of its time. I think it was one of those games that like solidified PlayStation and video game history for sure. Is Spyro's one of them? I would say for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm excited for that. Is that this year or is that next?
It's already
year?
Out.
Oh, it's already out. Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Yeah, the GameStop had a Black Friday deal, but I didn't.
For it? Because I didn't see. I was looking on the network.
It was only like
$29.99.
It's not horrible, but they had another kit where like you get a pair of socks with the game for like $35.
Yeah, no, I don't need socks.
I'm good on socks. You know what I mean? Like, I just need the game.
Although I did get that that South Park, the Fractured Butthole.
Did you get it?
I did get it.
I didn't.
I haven't played it yet, but for $15, $50 or $60 game for $15.
Not bad.
Yeah, that's not bad. And I played the Stick of Truth. Told you about that not too long ago. And I really enjoyed that one, so I figured why not? This one's probably going to be just as enjoyable. So,
I still think the best part about that game is the fact that the darker you make your character, the harder
the fucking game is. That shit is hilarious.
That is the most like undercover realization of what it's like to be darker skin in America.
Right.
That you could ever just slyly put into a video game. Like, you want to be black, nigga? Like, and you going to have it real rough, nigga. Right. You going to have it real rough.
I like that game only I like a game like that only because, like, especially in today's world, man, where everybody's so offended by
everything.
Especially in America, everything's so offensive that they just don't care to push the envelope, and it's just funny. No. It's funny to see that humor still around.
When it's an equal opportunity offender, because
they give it to everybody.
Yeah, they give it to everybody. It's not like anybody can get
one
it.
Specific.
Yeah, anybody
group.
Can
they,
get it.
They do everybody and anybody.
Absolutely.
So that's what I like about South Park, man.
Absolutely,
I like that. So I'll be playing that as soon as I get done with God of War, so in about, you know, a couple weeks.
All right. So next episode we'll check up on where you're at with God of War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'll dive more into that. I wanna see, hopefully you can get to your first aha/oh shit moment by then. Let's see how dedicated you can be.
Yeah, I'll try.
I'll see how much further I get in the story. With Red Dead. We'll touch on that maybe a little bit. I probably won't be very much further, so that's why we'll probably just brush over that one. And then next week's episode, if we want to talk a little bit video games before we move on to other things in that episode, I did get my son a Switch.
Oh, so exciting.
We'll talk a little bit about the idea behind what games I want to get for that so we can do some kind of conversation, do some reviews
on those
games. Because, you know, I'm a big proponent of Nintendo giving up hardware and going to strictly software. I don't know if I'm in a minority on that, but I just feel like the ability to play Nintendo games on systems the quality of PlayStation would be game changing.
Even a Microsoft, like
even if you get bought out by Microsoft and like, I gotta buy an Xbox to play Donkey Kong
Zelda,
and shit, I don't give a fuck.
You know,
like,
a great
I'm down for it.
Zelda game, that'd be awesome.
But we will talk about that because there is a Zelda for the Switch and I am thinking about getting it.
Yeah, I mean I haven't played a Zelda I didn't like, honestly. I haven't.
I haven't played a Zelda. Well, actually, I'm lying. I played on the NES Classic, but I haven't played a new Zelda because I didn't even play the one for the Wii.
The Twilight Princess one?
Yeah, the wolf one.
That was the Twilight Princess?
Yeah,
that was a good one. And I didn't even think that was going to be a good one.
That was the one where you got to like use a little sword.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah.
Like a little hand and shit.
Yeah, you like whip it around. And then they had the other one, which I didn't play.
The Wind Waker.
Yeah, I didn't play that one.
It was way more animated looking.
Way more animated.
Like it wasn't realistic.
It was like a comic.
Yeah, it was damn near like a comic
book.
Yeah, okay.
Like a real.
He had a real round face.
Yeah, like a Borderlands almost, like a comic booky graphic.
That.
You know,
it kind of reminds me of the Scribblenauts.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
I know. So something like that. You know, I didn't play that one, but I mean, honestly, I haven't played one that I didn't like. I mean, Ocarina of Time.
That's the best one.
Masterpiece.
That's the best one. N64, right?
Yeah, N64.
That's the best one. By far.
But yeah, even the original ones, man, good games. I mean, Nintendo has the game. They have the
they
content.
Have all of it.
They have the content.
All of it.
Quite honestly,
they have all of it in...
They just don't have the consoles, in my opinion.
In Mario, in Donkey Kong, in Zelda, in Kirby.
Kirby.
All that's four right there, and then when you mix it all together and make a Super Smash Brothers, which is coming out next week,
right?
Super Smash Brothers for the Switch,
right? Exactly.
That's going to be unbelievable.
Huge. That's going to be selling off the shelves.
It's going to be unbelievable.
That'll be a game that'll be full price until they come out with.
Well, that's the thing about Nintendo games; they're damn near always full price.
They'll never go down in price.
Like a sale price is like $3 off, and then they just get it back with tax. You know what I'm saying?
I will have to play. Although I did. Maybe you know the answer to this since you bought a Switch. Is there online capability between Switch consoles? Like,
I don't.
Can I play my Switch at home with your Switch here? Because you know that all those games are pretty much
cooperability. I don't think you can do that at this moment in time. I think the biggest thing that they use the online capability for is for the eShop, which is where you can buy like classic Nintendo games.
Like a network shop, in a sense.
Basically, the same shit they had for the Wii.
Yeah.
Well, you could go on there and buy all
Nintendo,
the old games.
Please, if you're listening, get it together. Give me some online.
I would love some online capability.
Just in a network with other people.
I think that would be
Mario
awesome.
Party, like online. However, Mario Party with online people. Come on.
Fuck Mario Party. Online Super Smash that Brothers, bro.
Online any of those games.
That's
I mean,
true.
You know
That's
what I
true.
Mean? Like online.
And quite honestly, though, that is exactly why
those games
they need to put their software on other established platforms.
It would absolutely.
And if they were smart about it, they would allow themselves to be spread across each platform, PC, PlayStation, and Xbox.
Yeah. Just let them all have it.
I mean, at the very least, if you just want to pick one, just pick PlayStation. Please. I mean, yeah, I'm a little biased. It allows me to spend less money. But
exactly. But I'll go buy
I would love it.
I'll go buy another console.
But we'll talk about that. Console. We got to touch on a little bit of football next episode.
Yes.
And see where we stand with our picks. Where our playoff picture looks most importantly in real life, because the playoff picture in the fantasy league is not looking too good for you.
Not at all in both of my leagues. Carson Wentz, you have done me wrong this year a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. Thank God for Phillip Rivers. That's all I'm going to say on that one.
Who would
have
predicted
more about
that?
Him
we will talk about that
next week. I think this is going to do it for episode 2, man. I'm tired.
Yeah, me too.
Of course, we wrap still live up. That 9-to-5 life.
Yeah, sad.
So I'm laying out the Dave Chappelle Wrap It Up box on the, on the tabletop right now.
Exactly.
We need to wrap it up. Next week we're going to talk some football. Maybe get in some current events. See where the protests are at in Alabama. Maybe discuss that. I don't know if you read about that.
I
love to talk social issues.
Talk
and maybe
about
we
that.
Can actually talk about something we disagree on.
Yeah.
I would love to hear some good debate. And I'm pretty sure a couple people that listen to this podcast, because there's probably only a couple people that are going to listen to this podcast at this moment in time. Looking at you, Regina, she's going to probably want to hear some debate. So,
we'll get on it.
We'll come up with some fresh topics for next week. So without further ado, I think we're going to sign off for the evening. For Devin, this is Frank. This is Where Was I Going With This? We'll see you guys next week.
Have a good one.